All right, we're back. Yeah, what?
I have a quick question. This handout in the RIPA class, it was the techniques to regulate body, mind, and energy. It was a really, like, a lot of information. It had the little box on it. I can't find that in the course. I don't know where that's at. Do you remember what week?
It's not on the page.
It might be. I keep going through every one and I'm not finding it, but I'm.
Is it one? Maybe it's one I just made for you guys.
I don't know. I don't know how to find it. I'm trying to see if I can look for it later. We can do this later. I don't want to take up class time. Techniques to regulate mind, body.
I think yours is HMTT2 techniques for working with thought. Might it be that one? Nope, it's not that. You guys have techniques for working with thought, intense emotion. Nope, those are different. Sunday, June 13th. Nope. Let's go back and see. Okay, so it's, I don't know. Let me do a quickie look here. New tab.
I think that came in the original email. And it, I don't know if it ever got, maybe it just didn't get posted, but I want to say the original email, there was some printouts. Maybe it just that.
I think I just found it.
Okay. Where was it?
Monday, June 28th, the practicum.
Okay. What I might do, I mean, there's just so many practicums and classes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what I'll do is ask Darcy, now that the class is over, to kind of go through and just make a list. Let me find you guys back. Maybe just, would it be helpful if there was just it was just all the handouts in one spot instead of, okay, let's do that.
Even on the course page, if there was just a handouts tab, you know, and they were all in just in that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but let's do that and that'll be easier. And that course page is up, you know, until we redo the website, you know, it's up there for you guys. So it's always there as a resource. Okay. So my last couple of things I wanted to just talk about were, that first of all, hang in here. You know, we've done an enormous amount. There, I don't think there's any way for you to grasp the amount of material we have covered in the scope of things. I'm blown away by you and I'm blown away at your ability to stick with it. The RIPA class shifted everything about this training. It's like we went way deeper than we did the last time around with the training. And it only happened because all of you signed up. It's changed the whole scope and it's made it in much more intense, but also much more rich. And I think the application of how you use these tools has become way more real, way more real. And so what I want to just encourage you is, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, if you're feeling a little, you know, that feeling you get when it's like, you've been, the only thing I can think of besides a retreat experience with which many of you just had, it's like you've been traveling for a long time in a foreign country and doing stuff. And there's a point where you're just done. You just can't hear another phrase in that other language. You just can't face another bus or train or plane trying to find it. And it's like, you're just done. You're done. That may be how you're feeling because there's so much. You literally are immersed. And what I want to just assure you is that just stay immersed. to stay. There is stuff that's happening on a whole nother level, and it's okay. You literally do not have to be crystal clear in your head at this point. It's like you are full. That's the point. You are full. You are, it's like after Thanksgiving meal, you know, unless you're having a really healthy year and you only take a little plate and you don't take a little bit of everything, because that's going to guarantee you be too full. So you just take about two or three things. You have your little portion, and then you're the only one sitting there with a clear head and a clear body ready to, you know, move on. Everybody else is, you know, food coma. You're in a meditation coma, possibly, right? And that's okay. It's okay. You're going to digest it. And the fall is kind of a place where we'll learn new stuff, but everything you've learned is going to inform what happens in the fall. So in a way, it's like bringing it together, taking everything we've learned and making a little more sense of it. So hang in here. Hang in here. By November 14th, I think it is, you'll be complete. You will have changed things there. It's hang in is all I'm saying. Just hang in. Okay. And hang in the way it's right for you. Some of you, hang in means I'm going to go watch all the things I haven't watched so far. Take notes on all that stuff. Some of you, it means, I'm just going to sit and do some of those techniques and just be present with my experience. Wonderful. Some of you, it means just show up for your life. Show up for your dad. Show up for your mom. Show up for your kids. Show up for the house you're building, right? Show up. Bring this all to the table as you show up for your life. Okay. I mean, but this is the nature of an immersion, and this is a meditation teacher training. It's an immersion in meditation land. And so there we are. I just wanted to go team. It's a go team moment, you know? So I wanted to do that. And then I wanted to just briefly touch back with Tonglen, because we did it really briefly before we broke for the summer. And then we've kind of used it a little bit, especially in the RIPA class, right? This technique of working with your little girl. And I wanted to just kind of assure you that we will revisit Tonglen in the fall. So because there's a patterning with Tonglen, and there's different ways of using it, but underneath all of these meditation techniques, there are patternings. There are patternings. And as you understand the patternings, you realize, oh, it's not just this, this vast array of, you know, 1,000 techniques. It's like, no, there's techniques that do this. There are techniques that do this. There are techniques that do this. Let's bring all that into and help you make sense of all of these different things. Okay. So in my mind, we have some loose hanging chads, right? We've got the Tonglen. We've got the chakras and the energy body. And the questions that I gave you at the end of the summer, where we try and when we ask those questions, and we'll do more of that. At least it's going, oh, I forgot about those. Yeah. As we do those, as I ask you questions and you answer back, that's when it really starts to land. Remember, learning, it's not about me saying it once and you get it. David, who did the astrology class, is the only person on the planet I know who can do that. And it's only because he came in remembering a lot, right? The rest of us, we have to hear it again and again and again. And you hear it again and again, you think you got it. Then somebody asks you a question, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, I'm not so sure about that. And so that's what we'll start to do in the fall. So don't worry about any of that right now. Just look at the things, think about it, let it percolate. Just let it percolate. And acknowledge there are hanging chads and we'll get back to them in the fall. Kathleen, yeah.
What questions were you talking about?
And I think it was questions from homework for the 14 through 18 over the summer. If you go back to that last class in June.
Oh.
There was a handout and had questions and it was just kind of up what we covered till then, you know.
Okay.
How would you describe to somebody, if you're telling somebody what's the sensation in your body and they say to you, as so many of you did to me, I'm not noticing anything in my body. What do you mean a sensation in my body? How do you now describe it so you can help somebody else speak that language, right? The young woman I was speaking with last night, there's no concept of a sensation in my body. It's just, we're not, you know, we're okay. We live here. We're numb from here down, you know? And there, I don't remember what the other questions were, but it's just something to start thinking about. If I had to articulate this, if I had to explain it to somebody else, how would I? What would I say? You know? And don't go to it with your spouse or your kids. They don't want to hear it. Your kids especially do not. All they want is you to be nice. Your spouse doesn't want, all they want is for you to listen to them. Do the dishes, help, step up, you know, that's all they want. That's what they want. So April, yeah.
I was just going to say on those questions, when I printed those out, you know, at the beginning of June, and it totally overwhelmed me and I just set them aside. It was like, oh God, I can't go there. And because it's like.
It's four pages of questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first page is your homework or something. And then I think there's only one handout, Kathleen, and the first one just has the normal, but there's four more pages filled with questions.
So it was totally overwhelming. And then I was like, oh, I finally, it was like the last week. I'm like, fuck, I got to do this. And so I started doing it and then I got really overwhelmed. Like I need an entire notebook just to answer these. And then I realized, well, shit, I can't do that. So I'm just going to answer it. I would answer it. And then the secondary question would get answered by the first one. And I realized just one sentence. I could just do like one or two sentences. And it was like, it worked for me. It was like, oh, then I dropped this kind of overwhelming stress that I had about doing it perfectly. I was like, oh, I could do that. And if I answer the second question with the first one, great.
Okay. So April just cued you in here. Let me see if I can, let me share a screen and I'll show you the questions. I think I brought them up. Here we go. Let's try this. Nope. That's that other one. Let's find it. Da, da, da. This one. Here we go. These are the questions. So it's homework week 14 to 18. And it starts out with the reading, the books you were going to read, and outlining the Tonglen, and listen, the Tonglen, right? And then complete outlines for, fill in your notes for the following to see if you can easily do, feel fluent in, or understand. Okay. In other words, let's review. But notice there's no space. You know why? A couple words. This is pithy time. Pithy. It's like those of you, I don't know if you've met Jess, if you have a chance to ever meet Jess. Jess is like two words. I've given you two pages and Jess will say it in two words. That's where we're going here. Okay. So find your seat. What does that mean to you? It's not a novel. How do you do it? Do you have a meditation spot? Right? I mean, these really are, thank you, April. It's exactly what April just said, everybody. I did not put a lot of space here because, well, need I say more? Everybody got it? Communicate with your Ishta. Have you found your Ishta? That's a yes or no. How do you communicate with it? I don't. I forgot all about her. Oh, I just remember her at the beginning of each thing, right? Do you trust your Ishta? Yes. Or I don't know. I forgot about it. You know, do you understand what your Ishta is? That one. Do you understand what it is? Can you say it to me in a sentence? If you can't say it in a sentence, then maybe it needs a little more. And we will go over these as a group at some point. Okay. But also this is the kind of thing you could do on our break. Breath to soften and release. I just want to know if you know the techniques. I just want to know if you know these things. You know, what are we?
I remember this now. I couldn't remember what question it was. So thank you.
I mean, how would you describe the nature of a thought? Holy fuck. What in the world do I mean by that? But I didn't give you a lot of space. It's like, what is the nature of a thought? What is the nature of a feeling? How do you describe a feeling state? This is just to focus your brain, focus your mind. And I found them incredibly helpful because I would think I understood all the material. I go back there and I'd look at these questions and all of a sudden I'd go, and I have to go back, you know, to find out what is that, you know? And I'm not interested in my answer here. I don't want you, if any of you regurgitate what I told you because you went up and looked it up, then that's not the point. The point is right now, with your level of understanding, how would you describe this? What have you learned about thought from your experience? What have you learned about emotion from your experience? Does that make sense? So that's what I had. That's what I got, folks, for today. Anything else? You beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beings, you. Comments, questions? All right. Well, then let's do this. Share with us your intention for the next 4 weeks, if you want to, if it's not too personal. I mean, we were at a retreat once years ago, and the intention this one of the women started with was, I want to have an orgasm before I'm 50. And she was like 49. And it was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm glad we're that safe here that you feel okay telling it. But if it's that personal, you feel no need to have to share it with us. I mean, unless you want to. But in other words, if the intention is appropriate for the group for this next 4 weeks, 3-4 weeks, then let's share it so that we can all support each other. So we can, and when I think of you guys over the next few weeks, I know what I'm thinking of, you know, I know what I'm thinking of. And what we'll try and do, I'm not going to promise it because I just don't know how my time is going to be, but we'll try and do a quick check-in right before we start up again in the fall, where we'll do the brief one-on-ones. We'll have Darcy schedule those with you. Okay. So how about we just go alphabetically? If you would love to share your intention. That's you, April. You're muted.
Okay. My intention is a picture. So I'll try to put it into words. Picture is, I'm on top of this like mountaintop and it's really slippery. And the mountaintop is like, my world, my life and how I move through the world. And it's just really slick. And the only way I can stay on top of it is if without falling off is if I stay in the groove. It's like a groove on the top that holds me up there. Otherwise I just keep sliding off. And in front of me, there's no more groove. And so I have to somehow create the groove so I don't slide off of this really slick mountaintop. And this class is creating the groove. So my worry is without the class,
that's beautiful, April. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So mine is ironic because of some stuff that April brought up, but it was let go of all the old messages and wrap myself in kindness and nurturing.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you. I guess that's that, Kathleen.
I need to check my alphabet. Anyway. I had in my mind I was going after Lisa for some reason. So I was waiting for those two. Mine was maintaining neutral witness, staying in my neutral witness.
Lovely. Lovely. Thank you.
Mine is surrendering my worries and fears and trusting that the universe will provide what I need. So surrender and trust together.
Oh, and you chose which meditation?
Mm-hmm. Very intentionally.
Surrender to mystery. How perfect. Okay. And trusting how did you say it? The universe will take care of you?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything I need will be provided at the time that I need it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kelsey. You're muted, Kelsey.
I was just reading Laura's message.
Laura sent hers in chat.
Oh, that's right. Laura, you go back to work when? In 2 weeks? Next week? 2 weeks. Okay. Two? All right. All right. Interact with coworkers differently. So carry it forward, right? Okay. All right. Thanks, Laura. Miss Lisa?
She typed hers in also.
Oh.
Karen.
Got it. Okay. To show up for life just as it is, with kindness, gentleness, and compassion for myself first, then share with others. Beautiful. All right. Excuse me, guys. I'm just writing these down so I will have them as to hold you in my meditations. Gentleness and compassion. All right. Thank you, Lisa. Ramon, is that you next?
I think so. Yeah, so I love this shit. So I guess my whole intention is to let the good times roll and continue just getting, since we've been out, we're going back to the office in a month or so. So I just wanted to make sure that I keep a practice going in the morning. So my intention is to start, you know, getting up early like I used to do back in the day and just spend, you know, just make the time for this as opposed to before it was free. I had the time so I could just pick a time during the day and, so that's my intention is to, you know, just make sure I continue being immersed in this stuff as much as possible.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ramon. Okay. Steve?
I originally wrote down, get through to the other side of all this stuff. And I think that gets back to maybe kind of letting all this stuff make some sense. And some of it, I believe, has to do with letting go as I kind of get through all this stuff of attachments and my thorn trees. As I sort through whatever all of this has been so far, and then on the practical matter of work and attachment, as Karen knows well, you know, I'm in a position to retire from the job I have now, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. How to sort of, and that means in all senses of the word. Yeah. So. I don't know if I'm going to figure that out during this time frame, but I guess that in terms of the intention, that's part of an attachment issue and probably a thorn tree issue.
Wow. Lots of insight there. Yeah. Have you submitted your resignation yet?
No,
that's not a pressure at all. You trust your timing.
There are many people who ask me that question every day.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's fine. No, in the AA world, I'm going to probably get assigned a deadline. It'll be okay. I'll take it. I'm living between a couple of different worlds, all in the good sense of the word, not the, anyway, but yeah. I have not written. It's only two sentences. You already know that. I just haven't filled in a date and submitted it.
Steve, it's the best thing I ever did. So, it's the best thing I ever did.
I mean, my boss is aware. She knows I'm going to retire, and then she keeps intimating on these like deals. What if you could just do everything remotely wherever you wanted and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for the insight. I know. I mean, I'm sure it is.
So. Yes. I mean, it's enticing. I mean, they try to, you know, keep the enticing and more money or this or that. And it just, it's, I'm so much.
Okay.
So remote. Yeah. So.
Well, we will hold for you to trust your inner timing person,
yeah.
that instinct, that intuition, and you will know, you will just know what's the right thing. And when is the right time? Okay. That's what we'll hold for you, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I kind of feel like I know nothing right now. So
yeah. In other words, then yeah. So don't do anything until that nudge comes.
If it ever really does come, otherwise we'll just sit here swirling around in like nothingness and unanswerable.
Spoken like a Gemini, and don't worry. It'll settle. It will.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. All right, you beautiful, 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 beautiful beings. I don't know how to communicate how in awe I am of each one of you, truly. This is just a treat. To walk this path with you these months. So know that I will be holding you constantly in my meditations and in my heart. And let's end with an Om Shanti. How's that? Okay. Inhale. Shanti. Send it to each other. Shanti. And now with a smile, feel it coming back to you. Shanti. May we be blessed. May we be blessed. And may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste, beautiful ones. Namaste. See you in a month. Bye, everyone.
Holding you in my heart.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.